I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There have been more deportations by the Trump administration to El Salvador.
The Trump administration says it has deported more criminals.
17 Tren de Aragua and MS-13 illegal criminal terrorists were deported from our country back to El Salvador.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
These were convicted felons, murderers, rapists who are no longer in our country.
The men were transported to El Salvador's maximum security prison. They were led past a camera in chains with their heads forced down as they were paraded past security. The office of El Salvador's president says the prisoners include both Salvadorans and Venezuelans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has instructed the Justice Department to dismiss a lawsuit challenging a sweeping 2021 election law in Georgia.
Attorney General Pam Bondi instructs the Justice Department to dismiss a lawsuit challenging election reform that Georgia Republican lawmakers passed following President Trump's 2020 loss. That lawsuit filed in 2021 alleged the Georgia law, which in part requires IDs and less drop boxes, was intended to deny black voters equal access to the ballot. Bondi says in a statement, Georgians deserve secure elections, not fabricated claims of false voter suppression meant to divide us. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says Liberation Day is coming. On Wednesday, he plans to roll out a set of tariffs that he promises will free the United States from foreign goods. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 417 points, the Nasdaq dropping 23, with the S&P 500 up by 31. This is SRN News. Utah's governor has signed a law requiring app stores to verify users' ages and get parental consent for minors.
It's called the App Store Accountability Act, and Utah is the first state to enact such legislation. Under the new law, app stores are required to request age information and get parental consent for minors to download apps to their devices. Similar bills have been introduced in at least 12 other states in the latest fight over children's online safety. Utah's governor also signed a measure last week to protect the children of online content creators. George Williams, SRN News.
Under a Tennessee bill, students would be taught marriage before children as one key to success. The proposal advancing the inside the state legislature would teach a proper sequence of life events, high school, job, or higher education, marriage, and then children. This is SRN News. Three of the four U.S. Army soldiers who went missing during a training mission in Lithuania last week were found dead on Monday, but the search is ongoing for the fourth soldier. Bernie Bennett has an update.
The M88 Hercules armored recovery vehicles the soldiers were in when they went missing was removed from a swamp early Monday morning after 6 days of work to retrieve it. The Army says the soldiers, who were all based in Fort Stewart, Georgia, went missing on Tuesday during a training exercise. On Wednesday, their 63-ton vehicle was found submerged in about 15 feet of water and clay-like mud in a training area. Major General Christopher Norrie, 3rd Infantry Division Commanding General, said in a statement Monday, quote, "The soldiers we have lost in this tragedy were not just soldiers, they were part of our family." Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that he says will help curb ticket scalping and bring common sense changes to the way live entertainment events are priced. More details at srnnews.com.